Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Saskatchewan residents will still get their carbon tax rebate checks, even though Premier Scott Moe has stopped collecting the tax.
The Canada carbon rebate checks going to families in Saskatchewan will not be impacted by the government of Saskatchewan's decision. We're going to continue to deliver the Canada carbon rebate to families right across Saskatchewan, despite the fact that Premier Moe is not sending that money to Ottawa right now.
Moe was among a number of premiers who had called on Ottawa to not proceed with an increase to the tax. The federal government went ahead as planned anyway on April 1st. The Prime Minister says police must enforce hate laws. He was responding to a pro-Palestinian protest in front of Parliament Hill last weekend. Video from last Saturday shows a man praising the deadly Hamas attacks on October 7th while the crowd cheered. Kate McKenna reports.
It's really, really important that Canadians know that they are free to express themselves.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canadians have the right to protest, but there's a limit to what can be said in public.
We have laws against hate speech, against incitement to violence, and we expect police to do their jobs and make sure those laws are enforced.
Yesterday, Ottawa police announced they're investigating words used at a pro-Palestinian protest on Saturday. A man with a megaphone is heard praising what happened on October 7th, the date when about 1,200 people in Israel were killed and about 250 were taken hostage. Ottawa Police Chief Eric Stubbs.
We have referred that to our hate crimes unit here at the OPS, and they are actively investigating that particular incident.
He says he's working with the Crown Attorney's Office to determine next steps. Kate McKenna, CBC News, Ottawa.
A former tabloid publisher says he helped Donald Trump kill stories that could tarnish his reputation. David Pecker testified for a second day at the former president's criminal trial in New York. It's alleged Trump tried to cover up payments made to keep his affairs with a porn star under wraps before the 2016 election. Pecker says he would alert Trump's team to potentially damaging stories about him and suppress them. A landmark moment for the United Kingdom. That's what Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is calling his plan to increase defense spending to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. He is urging other NATO allies to step up their own contributions in the face of increasing global uncertainty. Dominic Valaitis reports.
Thank you.
Rishi Sunak made the announcement during his visit to Poland. The increase, he said, marked the biggest strengthening of Britain's national defence for a generation.
In a world that's the most dangerous it's been since the end of the Cold War, we cannot and must not be complacent. I believe we must do more.
Moving forward, Britain will start increasing its defence spending from 2.32% to a new baseline of 2.5% of national income by 2030. That's worth an extra $127 billion over the next 6 years, and considerably higher than the 2% target NATO allies, including Canada, have committed to. Sunak said it serves as a response to growing threats from countries like Russia, Iran and China. Dominic Valaitis, CBC News, London.
Five migrants have drowned while crossing to the UK from France on a small, overcrowded boat.
Je crie fortement, c'est les Anglais responsables de cette situation.
The mayor of a coastal French town blames British policies for encouraging people to attempt the crossing. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak assures a bill passed last night will deter future attempts. Once signed into law, the legislation would allow the UK to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda, where their claims would be reprocessed. UN spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says the bill ignores the human rights of refugees.
This new legislation seriously hinders the rule of law in the UK, and it sets a perilous precedent globally.
The UK says the first deportation flights will start within 3 months. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.